We recording.
Totally.
1 week, Ian, to our big night hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I still don't know what to expect.
Here's what I dread's going to happen. We're gonna get there, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. And then he's gonna bring out Aaron frickin' Rodgers in a Steelers cap, and I'm gonna be sad.
Oh. So I don't want to get too far into this because it's well past, and Ray's here, and this is the wrong show. I feel like let's set aside for a moment the fantasy that Minnesota and Pittsburgh come to their senses and nobody takes Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because the guy is cooked and toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like he's going to go to the Steelers. Yeah. Now, unless I'm misunderstanding what you've told me in the past, this should be a dream for you. This means the Steelers...
We'll tank and we get a high pick next year?
No, not that good. This means the Steelers finish 6-10. Tomlin's streak is broken. No. He gets fired. And it's a 3-year rebuild.
There is nothing that Tomlin could do that would make the Rooneys fire him.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had been pulling for that. And I'm Aaron Rodgers shows up, head coaches get fired.
I do understand that pattern. However, I think that Tomlin would have to be caught on camera murdering someone before they can fire him.
I can dig it. It's going to be bad no matter which. That's all I have to root for is that neither team picks him up. But one of my two teams is going to end up with Aaron freaking Rodgers beyond the twilight of his career. Yeah. And they're going to have a turd season.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Let's talk about this show.
I've heard of the Puzzle Quest. Let's do it.
Can you believe that there have been 458 now episodes?
Wow, Craig.
I can't.
Are you you seem really loud. You're clipping mad.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't
Check
changed
your audacity.
Anything.
And say something.
I'm inside the bars.
You are now, but you were getting a little animated there, and your levels were shooting up to amazingly high. I know this because I was talking alongside you, and mine were alarmingly high. I've actually scooted away from my microphone just to see if I can improve this situation.
I mean, unless Discord has changed something in my levels.
It almost always has, but I don't understand that either. Every week, your audio is... totally goofy, and every week you're somehow still surprised.
Yeah, well, normally it just changes my microphones. It usually doesn't tinker with the what do you call it?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but man, when you were animated there, it was really loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Ray cut out too. Yeah, so I think it's a thing. Purpose. I think you've settled back in, and you're sounding good.
Oh, all right.
If you want to kick off this very special Liberation Day episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I heard that. I didn't even know what that means. I just gave up wanting to know, I think. Creature Believers, welcome to the 458th installment of the Buzz Warriors 3. We got Ray, we got Ian, they've been liberated, I hear. I'm Craig, how's it going?
Good.
I'm feeling free and liberated.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
It is not. Oh. It is not. The price of video cards has skyrocketed to COVID pricing again.
Oh, no. Building computers got super crazy expensive again?
Oh, yeah.
Not that it got cheap again, but...
No. But it leveled off for a quick moment there.
One of my coworkers, her teenage son is starting to get into gaming, and she was talking about, what can she buy him, and I'm like, well, what kind of computer does he have? And she's like, oh, well, he got one that my mom got left over from work. And I went, oh no. I said,
buy him a whole new unit from scratch.
I said, what are you thinking about as far as present price here? She's like, well, nothing crazy. I'm like, okay, so not a gaming PC. She's like, we can't get one. I'm like, not unless you're willing to spend at least $3,000 for his birthday.
Holy smokes, that is not even close, dude. I don't know what supercomputer you're building, but if you can't build a decent gaming rig for $1,200, you're getting ripped off.
$1,200? You spent more than that for the video card.
No. Yeah, it's insane.
Dude, we just dropped, I think, $12,000 on a computer on a desktop at work.
That's totally different. That is not commercial. That's commercial, not residential. And I just said decent. I didn't say, I know that you could easily spend $3,000 on a gaming rig, but I think Ray has, a blow-your-mind computer, and I don't think it was $3,000.
You are correct.
Yeah. Well, she wanted to spend less than $500. I said, there's no chance.
That can't, that, you are correct. Yeah. That will not happen. Right. But
there's a big difference between $500 and $3,000.
Right. Even if I gave you a big window from $1,000 to $1,500, you could build a pretty decent gaming machine.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not talking about the, you know, 5080 series or, you know, or newest generation
i9. The 4090 right. just started costing more than the 5000 series.
Yeah, but can it play Crysis?
So, yeah.
Play who?
Can it play what now?
I said, can it play Crysis? The answer is no.
I've never heard of such a game.
Oh, that it's a meme joke.
Oh, okay. Sorry. When, I don't.
When the game Crysis came out, there was like nothing could play it. Like,
you couldn't
actually play Crysis, and nobody had a machine that was good enough to play Crysis.
I gotcha. Yeah, nope, I'm not that. I'm more of a Puzzle Quest kind of guy. That's my level of game.
Samurai posted a meme for you. All right, so this is the week of... I didn't fix the dates in the script. I am the worst at this game. February.
You are the worst.
Totally.
April 2nd. I don't know. I think I went into European standards there for a second there, and I flipped the month and the day. It is April 2nd through April 9th. I looked at my calendar, and I'm like, oh, it's February 4th.
It's either February 4th or April 2nd. I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, man, that's terrible. All right, your 7-day 4-star crack. On the Titans. This week, you had Ant-Man versus Teen Gene and Safari Joe. Did you play both of those?
I'll be honest, I don't think I played both, but I definitely played one of them. I don't remember which, but let's say Craven, and I won handily. Ants, and Grow are just very effective.
Yeah I played them both. I got Grow to work and punched Team Gene out like in no time. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to go ahead with Craven, and he was not a problem either. So.
Yeah, I won them both very easily. It was not a...
Now, yeah, honestly, I haven't played it yet, but as long as I can resist making that 5 match at the beginning of the Teen Gene fight, I should be okay. Oh, I suspect you're fibbing.
I looked.
I'm pretty sure I had one, and I'm pretty sure I made it anyway, because I will not let her intimidate me. I'll take that 2 turns of stun and just sit there.
Craig does not bargain with terrorists.
Next week, it will be the Black King versus a mystery guest. Probably the White Queen or something, right?
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Let's see. In Storyland, if you have not finished up your Puzzle Gauntlet to get your support, I think you got, I don't know, 16, 18 hours somewhere in that ballpark to finish that up.
Right.
And then Unstable ISO 8 is running. That'll get you an April Parker, a Vulture, some Black Panther shards, and the placement there is Drax. And some Wong. We're in between seasons. So right now, Eye for an Eye is running. That'll get you good old Scott, the King of Wakanda. Placement is Blonde Widow. And then some Hitmonkey. In the news. Oh, Ian. Your dream came true. It is a joke character made just for Ian.
Yes, I like me.
It's Howard the Duck as Juggernaut.
Oh,
which they call Jugger Duck.
All right. I mean, I don't know exactly how that's for me. I mean, I am a fan of Juggernaut and Howard the Duck. I've never dreamed of mushing them into one thing.
Yeah.
Is he more effective than he is funny?
I don't know.
Assuming that we think that I don't think he's funny?
Let's read along and see what he does.
All right. Is he a 5-star?
Yes.
Oh, I'm hopeful. I don't hate this at all.
All right. Green power. Cost 8 green. Called Bill of Might. deal 177 damage, and for every 3 points of momentum, hopefully that will be defined later, stun a random enemy for 1 turn. Then Juggernaut, not Juggerduck, loses all momentum. Passive, whenever Juggerduck makes a match, he gains 2 momentum, up to a max of 10. For every point of momentum, his match-based damage increases by 6.5%, and his abilities deal an additional 164 damage. His passive is always unlocked. Going up to level 5, everything all increases. At max level, it's 11,543 team damage. Increase your match damage by 10%, and dealing an additional 2,617 damage. So that's 10% per momentum, right? So if you've got 10 momentum, that's 100% damage increase.
Right, but just for him. He won't, like, enhance Sanchi or anything, but sure.
Right. All right. Sorry, just reading this now. The red ability, Duck! Seven red. Juggernaut picked up something big and heavy. All right. Select an enemy to deal 266 damage to, plus an additional 177 if that enemy is stunned or airborne. Oh, I like targeting airborne. That's nice. Then destroy one random tile, prioritizing an enemy special tile, and Juggernaut loses up to 4 momentum. Going up in level just increases said damage at 550. It is 15,009 with an additional 10,000 if they're airborne. So, you know, 25,000 damage to an airborne person? Huh.
Sweet.
The yellow power, ducking unstoppable. He's ducking unstoppable. Destroy the center 2 rows. All right. If Juggernaut has 8 or more momentum, send the target airborne for 2 turns. Oh, then you followed up with the throw a rock at them power. All right, I get it. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or gain AP. Oh, well, that's sad. Passive, Juggernaut cannot be stunned or sent airborne. Oh, look at that. Whenever any of Juggernaut's teammates are stunned or sent airborne by the enemy, lose 3 momentum to reduce the effect by 2 turns and deal damage. Wow, that's preventing your whole team from 2 turn stuns?
Yeah.
Completely? Whoa. Well, that's fantastic. Then you can make that Teen Gene match and his taunter. How about that? Nah, there you go, Ian. Now you can fight Teen Gene all you want.
Oh, to prevent, because of the stun prevention?
Because you're not going to get stunned.
Or airborne?
You're right.
This dare I risk to ask what happens when you target Juggernaut with fastball special?
Hmm. Oh, the game self implodes and your computer, your iPad, your whatever just reboots.
Okay. I can only imagine with that power and that power. That would happen.
Yeah. Hey, somebody that's a listener out there, you're bored. Somebody try this and let me know what happens. As you go up in level, damage increases and you are sending the person airborne if Juggernaut has 6 or more momentum. And you're reducing the effect of the stun or the airborne by 3 turns and dealing up to 21,000 points of damage. Well, I like that yellow power a whole lot. And I guess you need the momentum, right?
I suppose so. Now, is he the only person that makes momentum? What does Big Wheel make?
I don't know. He just makes spin dial. I don't know. He just.
I thought he made momentum counters, but I maybe have dreamt that. Maybe this has put the idea of momentum in my head, and he just makes speed counters. I don't recall.
Yeah, but I don't know. 5-3-5.
That yellow has.
Yeah,
to be
I mean,
a
as long
five.
As that lasts. The last, yeah. What is that? The yellow one? Is that the last one?
Yeah, you got to have that.
Yeah, that one makes you chuckle every time you say it. Of course, it's a 5. That alone is a sell.
Yeah, I think you got to go 5-3-5. That seems to be the correct play.
Right. Nice.
Hmm. Oh, and they posted in the chat here that apparently this was a character in a comic book, Howard Duxon, from Earth 18138.
Great.
He appeared in 2 comics ever. There are 5 panels with a minute. 5. And he got to be a character. 5 panels. Okay.
Hey.
Yes.
He's all. It's a rare and a parody character all rolled into one. But are legitimate. They like that, so it's not even a
not
MPQ
original. Yeah.
It is a deep cut from the Marvel vault.
All right, let's see what it's saying. Strange Sights is going to run the 3rd and the 6th. The Juggernaut shards an event token in placement there. An event token in progression rewards and alliance rewards. Then in Webbed Wonder, running the 6th and the 10th. Legendary token in placement rewards, shards an event token in progression rewards. Legendary token and event token and alliance rewards. Same for Thick as Thieves, running the 10th and the 14th. The Versus is called All Duck, No Goose, running the 6th through the 9th. Event token and progression and alliance rewards there. The Ruffled Feathers Store, chance to get Howard the Duck, Juggernaut there. The Bionic Bill Vault, chance to get him there. And in the vault, there's a 40 item vault, there's a 1 token to the Quacken Legendary Store, and where you can get 15% chance to get Howard the Duck, Venomsaurus Rex, or 5-star Peter Parker. Why is 5-star Peter Parker in there?
Because he's the 3rd, and the 3rd one never makes sense.
Why is it joke character,
Howard
Peter Parker?
Thanks to Blue Wolf, who confirmed that Big Wheel uses speed points.
Okay. There you go. I mean, why didn't they throw like 5-star Aunt May in there? Then people really would have dumped command points at that. They love the Aunt May.
Yeah, they just want the new character. They do love the Aunt May these days.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the news. We had a plane crash today in State College.
What the what?
There was like a small plane crashed over near Myers Dairy, I've been told.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, it was flying up from Virginia or somewhere, had a malfunction of some kind and crashed in the field. I don't, as far as I had not heard that anyone was hurt in it, but that the they must have clipped a tree or something and then crashed in the field. But I don't know any more details than that. I just heard it on my way out the door.
That is wild.
At 5 o'clock, so.
According to the local news, there's images that doesn't look like the crash was much of a crash.
Oh, they landed pretty well?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's in a field, so.
Right. So it's clearly technically a crash landing, but luckily everyone is A-OK, hopefully.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, that's I didn't have any news. More details out than, you know, plane to crash in a field out by Myers Dairy. I went, oh, all right. That's what I got for local news. What do you guys got?
Yeah, we got no action here in the port. I've been laying low in anticipation of upcoming adventures.
Slow and low, that is the tempo.
I'm going to throw out the fact that we went to a friend's 50th birthday party over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, we did. That was dope.
And in honor of the board game bracket that is now over, we played Secret Hitler, me for the first time. That's a fun game.
Yeah, it was really excellent.
I mean, we played a poker tournament first, and then we played several rounds of Secret Hitler. And if you have a couple people who have, like, anxiety issues and paranoia issues, man, it's a lot of arguing and discussion. It was a bunch of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, really, any game where someone is, like, a secret traitor and you have to flush them out, oh, yeah, people with those kind of, anxieties and unchecked mental conditions are amazing in those game situations because it is volatile at all turns. Oh, man.
Ian, we played through the first 12 chapters of the Lord of the Rings trick-taking game over the weekend.
Oh, wow. How'd that go?
Good. So, we got all the way, we got halfway through the game.
Okay. Oh, wait, I played some of that, didn't I?
Yeah, we played that in Philly.
Yeah, that's the one where you got all bent out of shape because Tom Bombadil showed up.
Ugh.
That was a good game.
Yeah, we had a fun time with it. A couple of the rounds were hard, but we powered through.
Nice.
Had a good time with it.
Good. That was fantastic. I love it.
All right, let's move on then.
Do it, Doug.
Willie, what do you have in the mailbag?
Not very much this week. It was just a comment from Samurai, because Big Poppy was on made some appearance last week. And he said, speaking of Big Poppy, a shout out to that time he spiked Frank Thomas's drink on set. So if you want to check that out, I am going to copy the URL into the Discord. But basically, the dude was drinking water, and I don't know, he spiked it with vodka or something. And the face that he makes is pretty hilarious.
All right. That wasn't quite as good as I was imagining. I was like, David Ortiz? Roofied someone on live television? But it was just vodka. Either way, hilarious. Frank Thomas, the big hurt, great pinball game, terrible Nugenics.
Big Poppy.
You got the Mofongo?
Man, I wonder what Big Poppy would do with these new torpedo bats that are tearing up the MLB right
now. Oh my goodness. He would just crush it. These torpedo bats, they look sus.
Yeah, that's the big thing right now is...
Yeah.
Are these going to be staying legal or not?
Yeah, is this going to be the new tush push?
That got delayed until, like, May.
Yeah, they tabled it until after the owner's meeting. Yeah, I saw that.
All right. Thanks, Willie.
Yeah, thanks, Willie.
We don't have any boosted characters this week. It's the list ain't out.
All right. And we don't have any board games this week.
No.
Holy smokes, we're underprepared.
Ian, you got some pop movie... I called it pop movies instead of pop. So you got some pop movie questions.
I do, but before I go there, let me talk about Samurai's latest Lego build. He built the USS Enterprise, and by that I of course mean the World War II aircraft carrier, the USS Enterprise. Again, it looks like an impressive set. There are planes landing on the deck. There are planes flying over, taking off from the deck. Stuff's happening. It's getting eaten by cats. It's just chaos. I love it. What? Just the sorry, Samurai's Lego collection blows my mind. And I'm always pumped when I see a new exciting build. But yes, I do have some movie quotes for you guys. I have toned it down a bit this week. I have expanded the quotes. And I have done my best to make them more accessible to the two of you.
Okay.
I know you guys were pretty close. I felt like some of the felt like at least one out of every three was like a big miss. So I feel like this is a 3 out of 3.
Okay.
But I believe in you guys.
I don't know. Let me run away with it last week. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have some competition this week. After the first one, it's going to be a dogfight all the way through. Easy. All right. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Do it.
Yep.
All right. Quote number one. Yes, but there is something about him. Something around the eyes. I don't know. Reminds me of me. No, I'm sure of it. I hate him.
Ding.
Ray.
That would be the Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
2 points for Ray.
Wow, I had no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
Wow.
I think we've had this discussion. I don't think I've ever actually seen all of Tombstone.
Can't be true. What? I think I've watched it in its entirety at your house at least twice.
And he was talking to Michael Biehn's character, Johnny Ringo.
All right.
That was appropriate.
Yeah, that was. All right. Are you ready for number two?
Sure.
You are still dangerous, but you can't, but you can be my wingman anytime.
Bus?
Craig.
That is Val Kilmer as Iceman in Top Gun.
Yes. 2 points for Craig.
He was laughing. I could have buzzed in earlier, but
I couldn't stop myself.
I was taking his chuckling as a buzz either way. All right.
I can't take Top Gun away from Craig.
Sure. The third and final. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was it a dream where you see yourself standing in sort of sun god robes on a pyramid with 1,000 naked women screaming and throwing little pickles at you?
I mean, ding. But I can't think of the character's name. It's definitely, I mean, clearly Val Kilmer in, is it Weird Science?
It is incorrect.
Oh,
Craig, Real Genius? You have a chance
in
to steal.
Real Genius?
Oh.
It is Real Genius.
I got my movie
character?
Names messed up.
Oh, boy. All right. The older guy's Victor Laszlo, so it's not him. Uh-huh. The nerdy 16-year-old is Mitch.
Yeah. So it's not Mitch. It's not Laszlo.
Why can't I think of every character's name in that movie except Val Kilmer?
He could potentially be the younger brother of the man who drove Kit. I'm sorry, the answer is Christopher Knight.
Oh, like the guy from Brady Bunch.
Yes, except no, I don't know.
Is it Christopher Knight, the guy who played Peter Brady?
I don't believe so. He could be. I don't know any of the names of any of the Brady Bunch children.
Okay.
I should have buzzed in earlier while Craig was laughing at Top Gun because Real Genius, I think I've seen that movie once, so there's not a chance I was getting that right.
I assumed everybody had seen Real Genius at least a couple times.
Yeah, I've seen that a whole lots of times. When they fill up the dude's house with the Jiffy Pop. Mm,
yeah. Your mom staples license plates to your underwear?
This is God, Kent. I know what you're doing.
That's a good movie. All right, Craig. Craig takes this one by 1 point.
Hooray!
5-4.
Woo!
So, yeah, that, I figured that theme would become obvious after the first question.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Mad Mardigan. You will be missed.
I'll miss you most.
And
of
I was trying to soften
members.
It up. That's why I left that out. I was like, there's no way I'm going to make a movie quote from Willow and either of these guys are going to get it.
Ray would probably get it.
Really?
Ray knows a lot of Willow.
That movie
I didn't realize you
times.
Were a secret Willow aficionado.
If you busted out top secret quotes, I might be ahead.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Ray, did you watch the new Willow?
I did.
The TV series?
Did you like it?
It was entertaining, yeah.
I thought so too.
Hey, I got a question.
I was
you guys
entertained
about,
completely.
About television. Neither of you
What's
guys
up?
Neither of you guys watch Righteous Gemstones, right?
That is correct. Well, I don't.
I should. Because this, it looks hilarious.
It is hilarious.
I like everybody in it.
Yeah.
Or at least the three main characters.
Yeah. So this week there was a scene with a naked Walton Goggins water skiing with a prosthetic that is something to be seen. But I had watched this week's episode of White Lotus and then immediately followed up with this week's episode of Righteous Gemstones. I had back-to-back hours of Walton Goggins.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is gold. But it was, yeah.
That's a lot of Goggins.
His Uncle Baby Billy is hilarious. I love Uncle Baby Billy.
He's been on an upswing lately.
Yeah, I mean, he's got things going for him.
Yeah. He was great in Fallout.
Yeah, buddy. All right, shall we open tokens? You got Steam open.
Oh, no, I dozed off during that conversation. I was actually interested in what you were saying and wanted to be engaged. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's first time for everything.
Yeah, you guys will have to cover for me while I scroll. Ray, or we can just talk about Walton Goggins in The Hateful Eight and how much I enjoyed him in that as well.
Ray, are you doing one or are you doing multiple?
I will be doing one. However, I did leave my tablet in the other room and am now processing rewards. So,
all right, I'm going to open five while we're waiting. Okay. How about that?
That sounds great. Thanks, Greg.
Anti-Venom. Aggressive antibodies. Star-Lord. Sleight of hand. Nebula. Grip efficiency. And who knew Nebula was in this game? Sandman. Sandblast. Hey, Sidewinder. White color villainy.
He's powerful.
I think that was five, right?
That's probably five.
One more just for whatever. Sabretooth. Tooth and nail.
Okay.
Nice.
So you saved me a five star? Nope.
Apparently I did.
I got a four star. Throg. Puddle gulp.
Oh.
Hop, skip, and jump.
That Sidewinder cover got my Sidewinder to 1-1-1. He's in the
nice. Poop house. Yes. That's the place to be. Opens up all sorts of possibilities. I will open up a four star, however, and it will be none other than classic Cyclops.
Scott!
Uncanny strategist. Oh, hey! 125 Shang-Chi shards. Shang-Chi shards. That makes me feel instantly better.
That should make you feel better. That is good stuff.
Yeah.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcasting network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It has direct links to all the shows on the network. Check us out at Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
There is no show next week. Ian and I will be at the McAfee Big Night Ot.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to head out to have a pre-birthday adventure.
Yeah.
And so the show will be on hiatus for 1 week.
And then you want to discuss what's for the good of the order.
Yes, we do. We have, I feel guilty saying it's a big announcement, but I'm going to assume that it's a big announcement.
Yeah.
Muppet News Flash.
Muppet News Flash. I do like Muppet News Flash. Thanks. That makes me feel better about the whole situation. So after we get back, we will do two more shows, which will take us to episode 460. And that will be the conclusion of the Puzzle Warriors 3 podcast. After these 10 years, we have collectively decided that we can use a forever break from the show. And it just feels like it's time. So, if you want to pop in and hear the last two shows, we're going to be off next week, but then we will be back for I don't want to call it a grand finale and pump up anybody's expectations. It'll be more like, do you remember when you already got your final grades and finals were over, but school was still going on for like three more days because you have to get a set number of days in for it to count as a school year? So it's nothing but half days and movies. It's going to be like that.
So if you just want to sleep in. And
yeah. Sleep in, pop into the Discord, type something obscene. Maybe Craig will say it aloud after the show.
Yeah, or during. You never know.
That's unlikely. That's rude. I don't want to give Ray extra work.
Yeah, I try not to. I'm good most of the time.
Yeah. But, yeah. Anyway, it's been a wonderful decade. And we'll do more farewells when we get to the final show. But, yeah, that's it. We just wanted to let you know that was impending. And, you know, thank you so much. It's been a fantastic run.
Yeah, so we'll have another show on the 16th, and then we will do the final on the 23rd.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. We look forward to talking to you a couple more times. But that's going to be it. If you have any comments to throw in for the end of the show, please shoot them at Ray. And we will try to address anything that we can for the last couple of shows.
Right.
But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, 30 days, half September, April, June, and the speed offender.
Good night, everybody. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.